Active surgery counselor, so you can find out if your vision can be corrected with LASIK. 271-3804. 271-3804. From lenses to LASIK and all in between. Happy Thanksgiving to you from the Montgomery Eye Team, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Traffic, and then we're back with the exciting action-packed 8 to 9 hour, which will feature a game of...
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident to report. It's on North Boulevard, right after you ramp off of 65 onto North Boulevard, right before you get to the river. It's going to be there, so be very careful with that. A couple of folks calling that in this morning. We appreciate that. Everything else looking really good. 65 is all clear. 85 looking good. All around the perimeter, it's clear, and we don't see anything too much on the 31s. Maybe just a little bit of backed up traffic on 231 Wetumpka Highway up around Redland Road. Harold's Fine Jewelry is moving across the street, but all the jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off. Pearls are 35% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry's Elder Road. Don't miss this sale. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we're very proud of our Christmas specials that we've had for over 15 years now. Make them very affordable. This year, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. We have a Tiffany Solitaire Diamond Necklace, about 7 points, all in 14-karat white, yellow, rose gold for $100. No one does that in the country except for Marguerite's. Tiffany Solitaire Necklace for just $100 with fine Marguerite's quality diamonds. We're open 7 days a week.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduated from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's almost turkey time. This is your Thanksgiving countdown.
Only 3 days left to hone your turkey carving skills and purchase the most important carving accessory, a first aid kit.
Why is there a finger in my turnips?
Happy Thanksgiving.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Today, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Rain this week could help firefighters in Northern California, but make it harder to find human remains.
Teams of volunteers armed with a cadaver dog are looking for the remains of victims in the Northern California wildfires, carefully going through debris. About 400 people are in the Sierra foothills working quickly to beat the rain that's forecast for midweek that could wash away bone fragments. At least 77 people have died in the wildfires, and about 1,000 names remain on the list of people still unaccounted for.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, just south of the California border in Tijuana, Mexico. Hundreds of people gathered to protest the presence of around 3,000 Central American migrants who made their way there heading toward the United States. The protesters say they don't want their tax money spent on people stuck in Mexico for months waiting to apply for U.S. asylum. A handful of counter-protesters were a block away expressing support for the migrants. This is Fox News.
Thanksgiving is almost here, and I know everyone is looking forward to it. By the way, thanks for the invite to your house for Thanksgiving, Greg Budell.
Think you can make it, Pilgrim?
I'll do my best. And Jay Scott, what are you guys having for Thanksgiving?
I'm bringing home a baby bumblebee.
Emily Hayes, what do you sing to fiancé while the two of you are preparing Thanksgiving dinner?
Gobble, 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 gobble.
And Bailey the Wonder Dog, what are your thoughts? Rich Thomas, you get the last word on Thanksgiving.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Yeah.
So, are we ready?
Yes.
Then stand by for three men.
Gobble, gobble.
And a lady.
And welcome to Monday of Thanksgiving week. Three men and a lady. We got a pop. Not a pop, because we did that already. Yeah. To the Baloney's coming up, right? Along with yours truly, Greg Goodell. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and incorrigible Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Start of another nice day after a beautiful weekend. 68 on Saturday, 70 yesterday. I think we're around 69 today. A good bit of sunshine with clouds increasing later in the day. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight. There's a risk of showers in the overnight hour. It says a cool front slips through the state. Overnight low temperature 51. Tomorrow cloudy in the morning, but I think gradually we will slip into some clearing later in the day. A much cooler day behind the cool front with highs tomorrow, let's say maybe around 60, perhaps just shy of 60. Then chilly tomorrow night, overnight low 38. Then on Wednesday, the big travel day, sunshine. Should be a pretty good day. A little cool sun as far as the sunshine goes. 61 is your high. Then on Thanksgiving, you can't beat this for a holiday forecast. Partly cloudy skies. A little disturbance passing south of us, just south of the coast. But for us, I think we're dry. Morning low 42, afternoon high 61 on Thanksgiving. Then the big storm system of the week is one that comes in starting late Friday and through Friday night and through the overnight hours into part of Iron Bowl Saturday. So showers and thunderstorms with that system as it moves through. I think if it stays on schedule and doesn't change the timing, it could be out of the way by game time for Tuscaloosa. Right now this morning we have mostly clear skies. Temperature is 49 with calm winds at 8:09.
Says here the hot prank this Thanksgiving is asking your mom how to microwave a hot turkey.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that going around on Facebook. It's like, text your mom or dad, ask them how to cook a turkey in the microwave.
I don't know. Well, don't do it.
And then post, then take a screenshot of it and post your parents' response.
Yeah.
That's the jam.
I have a few of those here.
Are you guys out of your mind? You cannot microwave a 25-pound turkey.
Yeah, what? Yeah, we can.
No, you can't. How big is that turkey? It fits in your microwave?
Yeah, we can squish it in there.
No, it won't work. I'm telling you right now. I'm excellent at turkey. You cannot freaking microwave a turkey. It will not work.
Why not? What happened?
I thought we could. We did everything else in there.
No, you guys, you put it in a freaking pan. You take out the guts, you put butter on it, salt, pepper, maybe some paprika. You put water at the bottom of the pan, you put it in the oven, and if you don't have stuffing in it, which is probably what you're not going to have, it's 20 minutes a pound.
I think we're just going to turn off this spinner thing in the microwave so that it doesn't ruin it. And just
you guys, it will take you 50 hours to do that turkey.
I thought I'd read online it was like 6 minutes in there.
Not for a 25-pound turkey.
Brian.
Yeah.
Really? She said she microwaved a turkey, and what does this mean? She what does this mean?
Can you call me back?
How can I microwave my status, please?
Other responses not included in that audio clip. That's all I ever wished for. A kid who's famous for cooking a rubbery salmonella-ridden carcass in an idiot microwave. Quote, you should be in charge of napkins or wine or something. And then finally, this one from a mother to a daughter, don't ever get married. So I don't think that's funny. suppose you called your poor mother. Now, you're an adult, so obviously mom is a little older. And you say, microwave. And your mother has a heart attack because she can't believe you're that stupid.
That
and your mother.
That would, my mom would call BS on that. She would hang up on me.
She's a haze.
Yeah, well,
they can tell the difference. Yes.
she's a Kretschmar.
Other stuff we got coming up, some products that are going to be offering the best Black Friday savings because there are some.
Do y'all do that? I've never done that, and I don't know if I've ever known anybody that like camps out or gets up at the butt crack of dawn to go do that.
You know somebody now.
Jay
did it once.
Not until my adult life. I mean,
I've done it 3 or 4 times.
To get
up that early?
We get up early as it is.
I did it once for my mom, and that's the only person I would do it for get something she needed.
I didn't get up early to do it. We had Thanksgiving. I had Thanksgiving at family. Then I came back and had Friendsgiving, I guess. Had it at their house later that afternoon, that night. And then at about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, he and I packed up the tent and the heater and everything else. We drove up to Montgomery because there wasn't a store here in town, in Prattville. I say here in town. Prattville, by the way, which is where we live. So we went to the Montgomery one. Popped up the tent, got in line, and
you know what the biggest item is this year?
I don't know.
It's TVs.
Of course, yeah. Well, and okay. If really quick little tip on Black Friday shopping, the TVs that they put in there that you're going to wait in line for and that you really want are really horrible television sets.
They're
crap. They want to get them out of their stock, and they're gonna put them at the price that they put them.
I've heard actually January is a better time
because we're near the Super Bowl. They
clear out the year's previous TVs.
Yeah, you're
TVs,
not going to get that get model year, but you're getting a brand new TV for a much better price.
Exactly. They have them. They come down around the same price that they are for Black Friday. They fluctuate. They're a little bit cheaper, a little bit or not. You know, it just fluctuates. But so those that you see as like doorbuster things. Don't be thinking.
You're going to see a good price, and
if you want to wait for that and you get it, that's fine. But also know that in a month or a year, it starts being, a little wonky with you and going off and doing things, and you get what you paid for.
We've been reminding folks that if you are the host home for Christmas this year, because let's face it, it's Monday of Thanksgiving week, you're not going to get a new floor done by Thursday, but there's more than enough time to pick out new flooring at Georgia Floors Direct and have it ready and installed so your place looks magical for Christmas time. Whether you're looking to redo a room, because Georgia Floors Direct does offer hundreds of room remnants, or you want to swap out flooring, carpet to tile, or back and forth, whatever it is you're looking to do, they've got tile, they got laminate. In fact, that's why we call Jeff Mallinson Lord of the Laminates. They've got tens and tens of thousands of square feet of choices in that big boulevard building on Eastern Boulevard, right across from Lowe's. Jeff and his team, his merry band of floors, will help you navigate all that flooring and then pick out what you want, and they arrange installation with people that work directly with them. So it's a Georgia Floors Direct production from beginning to end. Great price, superb installers, 100% customer satisfaction, a formula that's worked for almost 50 years. And you know what? They've been smart enough not to tamper with it. You know, true wholesale pricing on popular styles of flooring. Local and talented installers, can't beat it. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969, the year the earth stood still. That was the last time the Jets won a Super Bowl, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Under a certain Joe Woody Namath roll tie. I'm starting to pick that up from you. See Jeff and his team. They're great guys. 8:15, down to the traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area. Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still working that accident on North Boulevard. It's just after you ramp onto North Boulevard from I-65, and it has things kind of backed up there right around that little interchange, so be careful there. 85 North, just before Court Street, there is a disabled vehicle there, so make sure you watch out for that.
Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started to arrive, and you can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The weekend after Thanksgiving typically has decorations going up on many homes.
Now remember, if they have leftover turkey, put some in a bag and bring it home, okay?
Motorists are expected to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Misery, suffering.
You gotta preheat the oven before you stick in the turkey.
Thursday morning of Thanksgiving.
Humiliation.
You get your first look at this 6-foot turkey and see whether it's clear.
Pain, annoyance.
You're still bad.
I see that from your toy punch.
Jim, I'll help you with the turkey.
Why do you eat that stuff? There's no food in your food.
People can't eat without forks.
It's wonderful.
You jive, turkey.
Top of the food chain and dinner is served.
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Divers have recovered the bodies of two people who died in a helicopter crash in Chilton County. The Georgia Drug Task Force helicopter crashed into Lake Mitchell on Friday. The chopper was flying from Columbus, Georgia to Clanton for repairs when it went down. Montgomery police are investigating after two people were shot over the weekend. Police say a man and boy were shot Saturday night in the 2200 block of West Edgemont Avenue. So far, no arrests have been made. And a nonprofit healthcare organization wants to put clinics on Montgomery school campuses to provide medical and dental care. The CEO of Health Services, Inc. recently told the school board the clinics would be at zero cost to the school system and would benefit students and staff. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Helping you stretch your holiday dollar, here's your Thanksgiving tip of the day.
Feeding a large group of hungry adults can really strain your budget. So instead of setting one giant table with expensive turkey and all the costly trimmings, set up several small kids' tables and serve chicken nuggets and mac and cheese. You'll save money, and everyone will feel like a kid again.
For more money-saving tips for this Thanksgiving, stay tuned to this station.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay hydrated from the moment we receive them until you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. Bring home beauty and value with a 6 to 7 foot fresh cut tree, just $54.95 while supplies last. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths and garland for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays at Southern Homes and Gardens, Fawn Road.
All November on The Big Bang Theory. Big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
What?
And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory. All November long.
The Big Bang Theory. Today at 5 on Fox 20.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, time once again for Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
Only you know how to celebrate the holidays with a good old-fashioned blazing turkey-scented inferno.
Pyrotechnic poultry.
It's not just your turkey that's overdone. It's also your garage, living room, and part of your neighbor's house.
Happy, happy holidays.
Perhaps a little more reading of the turkey fryer instruction manual and a little less Budweiser would have been a better plan for the holidays.
Keep the home fires burning. happening.
So go ahead, place that 375-degree boiling holiday disaster a little closer to your lawnmower gas can. Because after all, Thanksgiving is a time for family, a time for giving thanks, and most importantly, a good time for a trip to McDonald's.
Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
From the files going back many years. 822 on News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Three men and a lady. Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich Thomas.
Yo.
And we're going to play
Truth or Baloney.
Now, the topic is famous addresses. Famous addresses. We need one contestant at 272-9228. I was just outside on the thinking stoop.
Uh-huh.
And... Yes, on the thinking stoop.
Uh-huh.
And I was just puffing on a... Anyway, traffic, you can tell this is one of those weeks. You know, back in our day, right, Rich?
Right.
We went to school and we studied our little butts off right up until 3:15 when the bell rang and we went home.
And walked home in the snow.
Yeah.
Uphill, both ways.
And the mud and the slush and the... Debris. So.
And the what?
Debris.
Debris!
Hurry and get that before they change their mind. And if you play and win the game, you can win.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and my sometimes friend Jay.
Yo.
Derek probably doesn't have all day.
So. Here to tell you about the wonderful goodness that you can find over at the Seafood Bistro. We are gearing up for Thanksgiving, my friends, and this time of year you kind of have variations on the same food, and it's all good, but at some point you're going to get a little burned out. Don't get burned out. Work some variety into your meal times this season by visiting the Seafood Bistro. Tell them what they can enjoy, Jay.
All kinds of different things. You want to spice up those sides?
Spice it up, baby!
They got them. Red beans and rice.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the fried okra, the hush puppies as well. You can do cheese grits.
Cheese grits!
What?
What? What is this, an episode of Hee Haw?
The cornfield?
Yeah.
Cheese grits!
Try to be the Flava Flav, the hype man.
Now, the other thing is that after Thanksgiving, of course, Iron Bowl weekend, you want to get those wings, man.
Wings!
You're going to have to be getting those wings orders in, and you can order ahead of time, that sort of thing. Just give them a call, 279-7500. They're located right here on Perry Hill Road at 1651. Find them at theseafoodbistro.com. Don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook.
Facebook!
Here's Derek.
Derek!
I was waiting.
Hi, Derek. I hi, did Derek. The button there. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sup, bruh?
Are you ready to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire?
Truth or baloney.
Truth or baloney.
How long ago did we make that? That's got to be like 10 years old.
Good. David Summers' voice is in there.
I think there's people on that that are dead.
I think Candy's voice is in there.
825. All right, so here's how it works. Our topic is famous addresses.
Mm-hmm.
I will read you a statement. All you have to do is tell me whether it's true or baloney. You can reach out for help with our brilliant trio of lifelines here. Jamily Rich.
Bailey, Rich, and Jay.
And
did you get it?
Get two out of three right or get them all wrong and you win. You ready to go?
Let's go.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, I know that one.
Is the address of the White House. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the address of the White House.
The truth?
I'm going with truth.
He's going with true.
It's a long pause. I don't know if you want to change your answer or not.
It's actually 1800. But let's go with true. Why not?
Did they make it convoluted? What did they do?
You know what I did? I misread the statement. So guess what? Something was missing here.
Winning.
Oh, you are a winner on that one.
That is right. What did they
the
want?
The statement was 1600 Philadelphia Avenue.
Oh.
And just out of force of habit, I said Pennsylvania. So instead
Pennsylvania,
of it's true, and you got it right. So you're halfway to glory, man.
Can you imagine ordering a pizza?
Yeah, okay. What's your address?
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I bet that's Bill Clinton did
do you
that
want do you want double pepperoni
for shizzle?
Okay. All right, statement two. Bill and Hillary Clinton's address in Chappaqua, New York is 4222 Clinton Way. Again, Bill and Hillary Clinton's address in Chappaqua, New York is 4222 Clinton Way. Truth or baloney?
I'm gonna have to say baloney.
Winning.
You did it.
You did it. You won the game. And guess what? 4222 Clinton Way was the address for the house on the Brady Bunch.
Oh!
Yeah. Now, the house that
Brady Bunch.
We just heard about that's been revamped.
Yeah, right.
That one is actually at 1122 Dilling Street in North Hollywood, California. So who wants to do these just for funsies?
I do. Me.
I do.
Okay.
Emily.
All right, next statement. Ferris Bueller and the kids from the Breakfast Club live in the same town. Again, Ferris Bueller and the kids in the movie Breakfast Club live in the same town.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah,
so
I don't know that they live in the same
Ferris
town.
Ferris is Chicago.
Well, they went to the same school. I thought it was.
I would ask Jay on this one.
I feel like they're all connected because they're all in Chicago or yeah, like a suburb of Chicago or something like that. I'm going to say. I'm
going to
say true.
Winning. That is it.
Wow.
They're both John Hughes movies, and he loved using the fictional town of Shermer, Illinois.
Shermer.
That's what it was.
He once said that it's in his universe. Anyway, number four, okay. The address of the New York Stock Exchange is 1 Wall Street. Again, the address.
That's true.
That sounds right.
That is true.
No.
Oh.
I said it sounds right. I didn't know.
No, it's 11 Wall Street.
11 Wall Street.
The building at 1 Wall Street is an old bank that's currently being turned into condos.
Ah, 1 Wall Street.
4101.
4101 Wall Street.
Okay.
I don't know what those condos at 1 Wall Street are going for, but that'd be kind of nice if you could just take the elevator downstairs and walk into the building next door and go to work.
Where's this pizza going? 1 Wall Street.
On Seinfeld, Jerry lived at 245 East 73rd Street. Again, on Seinfeld, Jerry lived at 245 East 73rd Street. Truth or baloney?
I'm going to ask Emily.
Why me?
Because you know things like this.
Why? Oh, why?
It's not about South Park, though.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with truth.
Anybody else?
I feel like it's baloney. I'll tell you, that's my gut.
Remember.
My gut
say,
says baloney.
It is baloney.
Yeah.
Right, see?
But
see?
I'll give you guys now. There's another TV show that was very popular, especially with broad chicks.
Okay. Broads.
Oh, so Sex in the City.
Yeah.
So that's the address.
Who lived there? Which character in Sex?
Oh,
in
who cares?
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know their characters' names.
Yeah.
Oh.
Carrie. Is she the one that was with the anteater nose?
What?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker is a lovely lady, and she does a phenomenal job in the roles that she's cast in.
Emily, you should always go with your gut.
I do. Listen.
I would have gotten that one.
I'm sorry. I didn't take my own advice. And that
Derek,
makes me
we want to thank you for joining us.
You won, Derek.
Holiday morning. Don't
thank
go away.
You.
All right, coming up, if you missed it earlier, we have Dirty Sunday Night Football highlights.
Yay!
Which is fun.
You did miss it earlier, Jay.
I did miss it earlier. Jay was downstairs
handling business.
Oh, that's right. You did. All right, so that'll be coming up in a moment. Now, many of us are going to be consumed with overdoing it the next... We actually have two Thanksgivings the same week. Thursday, Friday's leftover day. Saturday, everybody gets stuffed again for the Iron Bowl.
I have three Thanksgivings. Just three Thanksgivings to go to, not to mention all the leftovers.
Well, you may want to talk to Ryan Turner at Infusion about CryoSkin 3.0.
Ooh.
Yes.
There is a new technology. Now, this is not like everything else at Infusion. It's all based on science. Cryotherapy, the laser therapy for chronic pain, the IV vitamin therapy if you party too much over Thanksgiving. By the way, Thanksgiving is the number one drinking
holiday. Alcohol day, yes.
Largely because so many people consume wine with their meal.
And also because you're having to deal with certain family members that you really don't.
Well, they can stress you out. But the point is, if you feel depleted after the Thanksgiving holiday, you should call Infusion at 296-1662. Get yourself an IV with Myers cocktail because that'll get you right back up to speed and feeling good again. Because hangovers and that type of thing are created through dehydration, and Infusion can instantly fix that because it goes straight into your blood. No magic potions, it's just the restoration and balance of the minerals. But back to CryoSkin 3.0. This is a technology, it's very comfortable. They use this device to break the fat down below the skin.
Have you had it yet?
Not yet. It dissolves, it goes into your lymphatic system, and you eliminate it in a very natural way, like you do anything else. It's part of your system. And you can lose, if they can find an inch on Ryan Turner in one session, you can imagine what they can do with someone like me where there's more potential for weight loss. This, when you compare the cost of having these inches removed to what it might cost to have them surgically removed, like a liposuction procedure, which costs thousands of dollars, requires an anesthesiologist and all the rest, you're saving a ton of money and getting a real result. Ask about it. Call Infusion. They have Black Friday special prices on all their services and packages. So see what's in it for you at 296-1662. 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. And again, CryoSkin 3.0 for immediate and permanent weight loss. At 834, before we head down to the traffic dungeon, let's get an update on the Florida vote count.
And now C-SPAN returns to the Florida hand ballot count. 27,
17,
28, 18, 29. 19.
Hey, Carl, who's one of your favorite bands?
I really like Three Doors Down.
Three Doors Down?
Yeah.
Three, four. Who else do you like?
I guess Matchbox 20.
Oh, they're good.
21, 22.
You ever heard of 311? I have not heard of them.
I like them too.
311.
312. 313. Oh, and of course, U2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're good.
U2.
3, 4, 5.
Stay tuned for more C-SPAN coverage of the Florida hand ballot count.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still working that accident on North Boulevard. It's just after you ramp onto North Boulevard from I-65, and it has things kind of backed up there right around that little interchange, so be careful there. 85 North, just before Court Street, there is a disabled vehicle there, so make sure you watch out for that. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started to arrive, and you can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The best way to feel love is to share it. So right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities, Meals on Wheels, ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. And this year at Montgomery Subaru, we're supporting a cause close to our hearts by donating to the Montgomery Humane Society. The Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 2nd. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details.
Montgomery Subaru.
Former Major League Baseball great Jack Morris is coming to Montgomery to benefit the Alabama Baseball Coaches Association. Thursday, January 31st, it's the 10th annual First Pitch Dinner and Silent Auction at the RSA Activity Center. This dinner raises money to support Miracle Leagues throughout Alabama. Jack Morris, 2018 National Baseball Hall of Fame inductee, five-time All-Star, four-time World Series champion, and 1991 World Series MVP. The Alabama Baseball Coaches Association is proud to welcome Jack Morris. It's your chance to meet and hear Jack Morris. Thursday evening, January 31st, from 5:30 to 8:30 downtown at the RSA Activity Center. Reserve your seat or table under the events link at albca.org. Thanks to the folks at Wind Creek Hospitality Montgomery for helping sponsor the 10th annual First Pitch Dinner and Silent Auction.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
9 years old in fourth grade.
It's Dirty Sunday Night Football Highlights.
Take the field. Sit to face the Vikings on Sunday Night Football.
See what happens when you get this guy in open space.
Harrison Smith penetrates.
Coming up into this gap right here.
Hunter got in there, and I think just got a piece.
Yeah, watch him just slam inside. There was definitely a little extension in the face. A little friendly. Then on the backside, Leonard Floyd, boom. And there goes 320 pounds of man right on his back.
Let's go to the field now. Check in with Michelle.
Al, all I can say is bam.
I forgot you were putting out fires this morning.
I got to run down to the thinking stoop. After that one, that was
a little friendly.
Yeah. I'm working diligently to come up with three worthy Morning Maroon nominees, and I will in just a moment. Let's see. Did I mention?
What did you want to mention?
I apologize for being so addle-headed. I have a good news story today.
Oh, good news.
But I'm skipped the stupid. Did you edit the start reading part out of that yet?
No, I don't know where it's at, and I don't have any.
It's under good news intro, and because I hate that. It just annoys me. We don't read. This might seem kind of like a small story, but it's been huge for this kid, Andrew Kirby, as a high school sophomore in Bowling Green, South Carolina.
I see what you did there.
He's a good kid, but he was born with a condition called neurofibromatosis.
What's that?
It's required multiple surgeries. As a result, he's shy, doesn't have any friends. His mom says she worried about him around lunchtime every day, and they'd usually text each other because he had nobody to talk to. So he used to pray for him just to find one other kid to sit with. Well, on his first day of school this year, he was sitting alone like always, but then a few members of the student council saw him and said, "That's not right." They asked him if he wanted to come and sit at their table, and now instead of just one other kid, he's got about 10. It's nice to know that good things like that, this happen in schools, and it's sort of a
stuff upsets
an organic moment, you know, that they realize they're growing up, that this is the way to do it. And they've since gone out to movies together, and he hangs
I like
out
hearing
with
that.
Out of school. That, you know, stories like that.
You know,
cause
this bullying stuff, though, you and I went through that in our day.
There were not only did I spend 2 years, 7th and 8th grade, terrified about that stupid nude swimming class.
Yeah.
But then all I heard was when you're a freshman, you'd get bennied. And what that would mean is a senior would grab you and smear lipstick all over your head, some, you know.
Called getting bennied?
Where did you go to school?
What was the basis on that?
As soon as the carriage and the horse pulled up to the high school, I'd hop out of the...
I just feel like you sober completely different than anybody else ever would go.
The naked stuff in the pool stuff.
Yeah,
we didn't have that. Of course, we didn't have a pool.
It's like you went to school in the Twilight Zone.
Your freshman year, and you kind of stick out because, you know, there's a big difference generally between seniors and freshmen. Uh-huh. So, and it didn't happen to me, but... ironically, the one buddy of mine that did get Benny was Benny Colasano.
Huh?
Yeah.
If the name fits.
Yeah. He came in, he had lipstick literally covering his entire face. And of course, you didn't rat on the person that did it.
They would pants freshmen in our school, and now that would be sexual.
Oh,
that
yeah.
would be a sexual crime.
Sexual assault.
Yeah.
So there was that. Now, I brought this up for good reason.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Oh, but I'll never understand to this day, and she's never been to any of our reunions, but I'll never understand. One day I'm standing at the canteen, which was a place where you could buy, believe it or not, in a Chicago public high school, you could buy a glass bottle of soda for 10 cents for lunch.
And then break it on the counter and be like, come at me.
No, that never happened. I mean, they'd never do that today. They don't even let glass containers in ballparks.
The only glass in the school is the bulletproof
kind. I was just standing there, and all of a sudden she wheeled around and she slapped me so hard, the whole lunchroom went quiet. And they're staring at me. I could feel my face turning red, not just from the slap, but from like...
embarrassment.
What did I do?
You should have left her square pizza alone.
It's a mystery.
Listen, square pizza is a gift from God.
Yeah, well.
Thin crust, I always get it cut in squares.
No, I'm talking about at school, square pizza at school.
That's what he's talking about.
What's that?
Square.
In school, whenever it was pizza day.
It's like a rectangle, but it's square pizza day.
Pizza day, yeah.
And you get the little corn niblets and the little salad and the little flimsy.
Just came in square format.
Yeah. You know what? Then there was the stop sign pizza and then the Mexican pizza.
You didn't have that because
y'all
were in the pool.
Pizza hadn't been invented when I was in school.
Oh, that's right. You.
I'm so old.
How old are you?
They didn't have pizza in my school because it was invented after I graduated.
Lord.
It looked like this.
Oh, heavens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, my kid's sister's a school teacher, you know?
Looks like somebody vomited on
no,
a it,
no. It. Hush. No. Square pizza is... We should have a square pizza party.
We never
oh
do...
Oh, my it. God! We should have a square pizza party!
We never do shirts. Anything together.
We should. I'll coordinate it. But, yeah. No, kid's sister, whenever it's square pizza day at her school, she'll send me a picture of it, and I get really jealous.
It's 8:45.
What?
Before we get to Rich's forecast for Thanksgiving week, and those of you traveling... twice this year we've seen a pharmacy close its doors. First one was Richardson's. That was the longest serving locally owned pharmacy in the area, so their customers had to find a new place to go, and many of them did come to Adams Drugs because the Richardson's pharmacist works right up the street here at Perry Hill. Then recently they completed the merger of Walgreens and Rite Aid, and all those Rite Aid stores are now closed, and hundreds and thousands of people had to find another pharmacy. So, if you're in that process, where do I go next? May I recommend, if you want quick, personal, and very appreciative service, try Adams Drugs. There's 12 locations. There's one near you. If you can hear this show over the air, trust me, there's one near you. And you'll be working with a group of people that will take fantastic care of you. It takes 2 minutes to get your insurance information registered, to download your prescription history, and there you go. You got a brand new pharmacy and a wonderful team of people who make every effort to provide you with top-notch customer service. Great gift shops in these stores. And by the way, they also offer awesome, I mean, the heirloom kind of holiday decorations and stuff. It's fun to browse those, too. All your over-the-counter needs. And you can get a peanut butter cup if you need it, along with a soda, at any of the Adams Drug stores. Go to AdamsDrugs.net for the one nurse you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now, offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Boy, this time of the year, it is tough to put together this many nice days in a row. But then again, this is payback for what we had last Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You remember how just awful it was?
Dismal, I say.
This is payback. Good bit of sunshine today. Increasing clouds later on in the afternoon. High today, 69 after 70 yesterday. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Risk of some scattered showers in the overnight hours as a frontal system moves through. It's a cool front. Overnight low 51. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, but then gradual clearing later on. Much cooler behind this cool front with highs in the, let's say, around 60. Maybe that's a little optimistic. Maybe just shy of 60 tomorrow. Then chilly tomorrow night, overnight low 38. Wednesday, the big travel day, sunshine with a high around 60, 61. Thanksgiving looks like a partly cloudy day. Morning low 42, afternoon high 61. Then another more substantial storm system coming in by, let's say, late Friday in through Friday night and through the overnight hours Friday night into part of Iron Bowl Saturday before this storm system exits stage right. We'll keep an eye on it for you to make sure that it stays on time so it passes east of the Tuscaloosa area by game time at 2:30. Right now this morning, calm winds, clear skies, temperature is 49. A nice start to the day, 8:47.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Our final check on traffic at 8:48.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Looks like that little bit of stuff that was going on over around North Boulevard and 65 is all cleared up. Out of your way, don't see anything over there to give you any problems now. Everything looking real good over that way. All the rest of the roadways are clear as well. Don't see anything to give any problem on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway or the 31s. Festival Plaza is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop at Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all in Premier Place in Prattville, another McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thanksgiving is coming, and every year my husband's condition prevents us all from enjoying the holiday.
You know, all politicians lie. I mean, this is nothing new here. They've been doing this for years. You know, we're
you see, my husband has a blather control problem. When he's in social situations, he can't control his blather, so at any expected time, it just starts streaming out.
They're never going to fix the Middle East. We should just leave them and let them all have it out. Then we pick
I thought maybe I could just banish him to the kid table or give our guests earplugs, and then I found Blatherx. Just 2 Blatherx tablets in his beer, and he's sleeping off the Thanksgiving meal while we all watch football.
All these people on welfare, we should make them get off their butt.
Blather control is no laughing matter. So now there's Blatherx, available over the counter near the big fat turkey aisle of your favorite store.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after 2 people were shot over the weekend. Police say a man and boy were shot Saturday night in the 2200 block of West Edgemont Avenue. So far, no arrests have been made. Divers have recovered the bodies of two people who died in a helicopter crash in Chilton County. The Georgia Drug Task Force helicopter crashed into Lake Mitchell on Friday. The chopper was flying from Columbus, Georgia to Clanton for repairs when it went down. And a nonprofit healthcare organization wants to put clinics on Montgomery School campuses to provide medical and dental care. The CEO of Health Services, Inc. recently told the school board the clinics would be at zero cost to the school system and would benefit students and staff. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
There must be 50 ways to eat leftovers. 50 ways to eat leftovers. You just slap it on Red Ted. How about a souffle, Ray? Turkey pot pie guy, but don't serve it to me. Put it on a stick, Dick, and give it a quick lick. Don't care what you do, Stu, but don't give it to me.
Another classic from our Thanksgiving files here.
Oh, man.
I'm 3 men and a lady. Let's get former Secretary of State, failed presidential candidate Jean Guérin.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Well, you got a right to be stupid, you know. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. You're sorting through the dumbest of the dumb. I try not to keep this particular segment of the show political, but you may have heard that, I think it's the Bronx in New York. One of the congressional districts in the Bronx elected a 29-year-old bartender named Alexia Cortez Acoxo or something like that.
Yeah.
This woman has no business being anywhere near Congress or any other thing that requires a modicum of intelligence. She gets the award today for this weekend quote, "If we work our butts off to make sure we take back all three chambers of Congress, we can start working on 2020. Are three branches of government.
Right.
How many chambers of Congress?
Two. Yeah. Yeah.
She's also the same nitwit that said, I haven't been paid yet. 3 days after Election Day.
And by the way, you don't get paid that much. I mean,
she's running around in some mighty fancy clothes, by the way. And she's well-dressed for somebody who hasn't had a paycheck yet.
I thought you were picking the Broward County election supervisor who...
Snipes?
Yeah.
She resigned before they could boot her today. So that was coming. Yeah. So we can't give her too much credit.
Right.
Can a dog be racist?
Maybe.
I think...
Aren't they colorblind?
I don't think they're overtly racist or they have opinions, but dogs will react to somebody that looks different than what they're used to.
They do that, yeah.
You know, it's not that big of a deal. dogs react to strange people of all types.
Ask the mailman.
Yeah, the mailman could better answer that.
Yep.
Anyway... a dog was accused of a hate crime.
What?
For a racially motivated lawn pooping.
Hate crime.
A newspaper in England studied the London police's logs on hate crimes over the past 2 years and discovered that somebody had filed a complaint that a dog pooped outside their house, believing it was racially motivated. The police investigated, but no charges were filed.
The commentary Bailey makes.
And here's, now, you know, 31 million Americans are going to be traveling somewhere this Thanksgiving week. There's a guy flying in Pakistan last Thursday morning, but his flight was delayed by bad weather. He decided to express his anger by setting his luggage on fire in the middle of the airport terminal.
Oh, that'll work.
Yeah.
That's great.
That always gets your flight off the ground faster.
Yeah.
He was taken away and charged with arson. His clothing, whatever he had packed in the suitcases, though, was a total loss.
It sounded like a good idea at the time.
Snipes, I gave it to her already last week, so...
I would say the Pakistan guy who sets his, you know, stuff on fire.
Yeah, that's a very self...
Because who does that hurt? It hurts you.
That's a very self-defeating purpose.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
And besides, I have a feeling Miss Cortez is going to be nominated... on other occasions. She's a gold mine for nitwittery.
She'll be known
to... Nitwittery!
Well, that's... I gotta admit, I kind of borrowed that from a Joey term called nincompoopery. I just like nitwittery a little bit better.
They'll know her all through the three chambers of Congress for sure.
No kidding.
Joey had a horrible weekend. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
No, what happened?
Somebody busted his window in.
Tried to break into his car, busted his window.
He posted it on Facebook, and he's like, just because it looks...
Just because it looks nice on the outside
doesn't mean there's anything expensive on the inside.
Doesn't mean there's anything nice on the inside.
That's two people I know that have had their cars busted up this weekend.
Yeah, somebody did point out, you know, at least...
That sucks.
Like, if it's any consolation, at least he busted the window and didn't, like, go through your convertible
top. Tear the convertible, the ragtop.
Oh,
bless
man.
His heart. And at the holidays!
And, usually the police just take a report. There's nothing...
There's likely no way that they can...
Oh, no, he said... I mean, I checked in on Joey. He said that whoever did it cut himself when...
Oh, and left some blood.
Left some blood behind, yeah, so...
Good, maybe they can type...
I've seen enough Law and Order to know.
DNA? All right, well, hopefully there'll be an arrest. Don't let him off the hook, Joey.
Stay the course.
It's 8:58. Our final word, this being a big week for shopping and so forth. With Brian Jewelry, though, if you want something custom made or something they have in their fabulous inventory tweaked or adjusted, best to get in there before Thanksgiving and get that process started. In fact, you'll feel a great sense of relief after you've connected with them and talked about ideas for that special person in your life. What greater gift to give than something that was born of your imagination and brought to life by their talented hands? It's a great combination. Now, they also have two special showcases there that have beautiful merchandise celebrating the greatest rivalry in sports. And I have gifted people from that showcase. Really beautiful stuff. And they can box it and wrap it for you at Brian Jewelry. Also got, I'm way ahead, man. I got my fifth wedding anniversary covered already.
That's March 1st.
Yeah, and there's a better chance. All I got to do is hope I live to see it.
Stop!
Anyway, with Brian Jewelry,